Welcome to What Am I Looking At? A podcast from the Department of Art and Design at Arkansas State University. My name is Dr. Catherine Baker, and I'm a professor specializing in the history of medieval and early modern art. Throughout this series, each presenter will be giving you insight into works of art from across history that are in some way unusual, sometimes strange, sometimes hard to understand. So let's get to today's dive into the visual world on your radio. With beautiful pink wings emerging from her back, a crowned woman holding a large scepter seems to be guiding the rotation of an enormous wheel placed on an expanse of green grass. Seated haughtily at the top of the spoke circle is a king, similarly attributed with implements of rule. To his left is a younger man who, gazing at the summit of this contraption, seems to be rising towards the proverbial top of the heap. His mirror image is on the opposite side of the wheel. Now facing downward, this older, bearded figure looks not up to promise, but down towards a flailing corpse, whose gray skin is being crushed under the weight of the heavy wooden wheel rim. A cyclical dance of ascension and decline, this image represents the Rota Fortuna, or the Wheel of Fortune. A symbolic depiction of the erratic whims of fate, the wheel spins out the lives of men under the auspices of the goddess Fortune, our pink-winged figure with crown and scepter. In this 15th century depiction from the Waddesdon Manor collection, the unpredictable nature of this goddess is emphasized by the blindfold that is placed across her eyes, stopping her from seeing the effects of her will. The idea of the Wheel of Fortune was popular in the West throughout the ancient medieval periods. Mentioned by the Roman statesman and philosopher Cicero in the 1st century BCE, the concept was deployed over 1,500 years later by Shakespeare, whose play within a play in Hamlet includes the lines, "Out, out, thou strumpet fortune, all you gods in general synod, take away her power, break all the spokes and fellies from her wheel." An incredibly malleable metaphor, the Waddesdon Manor Wheel of Fortune belongs to an illuminated manuscript of Christine de Pizan's Letters of Othea to Hector. In this text, Othea, the goddess of wisdom, provides a series of life lessons to the painfully brave Hector, a prince of Troy who will eventually die for his beloved city. In the 74th section of this masterpiece, the boundary-breaking female author Christine places into the mouth of the goddess a dire warning against trusting in fortune. Her promises are worth nothing, and her wheel is like a tool to catch beguiled fish. The illumination, painted approximately 100 years after Christine wrote her lines, does not depict the text itself, but instead utilizes an oft-repeated visual trope, where a mill-like wheel carries individuals from the top to the bottom of the social hierarchy. From her blindfolded position at the left of the composition, Fortune cannot see the struggles of men, and certainly not the death that awaits us. But maybe, if we cry out, she'll take pity on us and stop the wheel for a little while. What Am I Looking At is provided by KASU in collaboration with the Department of Art and Design at A-State. Stay tuned next week for another exploration of art over your airwaves.